All right, welcome. The first press conference today is the Oregon State defense. If I could introduce defensive coordinator Mark Banker, if he could introduce his players and give some opening statements, please.
Okay. Down to our far my left, your right, is Michael Doctor, junior linebacker, Scotty Crichton, defensive end, who's a redshirt sophomore, Jordan Poyer, who's a senior cornerback, also plays our nickel, and then Ryan Murphy, a sophomore safety. And I'd just like to say that it's a pleasure for us to be here. We've had a great time up until this moment, just really happy to be here at the Alamo Bowl and look forward to our upcoming game on Saturday against Texas.
Questions, raise hand. We'll also work in the social questions. Actually, I had one for you, Coach Banker. Talk about your time with Coach Riley and your success in bowl games, 5-1. Is there something you'd attribute such a good bowl record to?
Well, probably number one would be the preparation. Mike has come up with a good formula for all of us to follow, and I think the players would agree to that. We've used every time that we've been to a bowl game, we've used, just like a lot of teams do, we use the early stages of the practice as a spring practice for the younger players in our program, and then little by little we work into working against the opponent as well as against ourselves. Then it helps to not only prepare but to have a good team, and we've been fortunate the years that we've gone to bowl games that it's only fitting that that we've had a good team and have had success in those games. I don't think it's any magic.
Thank you. Questions? We'll keep going to social, good stuff. Jordan, can you talk, have you given any thoughts the last time you're putting on a uniform senior year and all the development of the program and what it'd mean when you walk out of the tunnel on game day?
I've thought about it a lot. You know, just the fact that it is my last game as a Beaver, really trying to go out with a bang. You know, I really enjoy my moments with these guys. Made a lot of friends throughout the years, and you know, it's been fun. You know, this team is, you know, we're all brothers on the team, and it's definitely gonna miss them. But you know, definitely had it's been a lot of fun just going on this ride with them. And you know, I wanna get this program in the right direction as far as winning this game. And so our preparation's been really going really well, and you know, got 2 days left to practice and then game day. And, you know, we all live for game day.
The follow-up was, can you talk about going from 3-9 to 9-3? Was there one moment off season or during the season where you said you had thought you had something good this year?
Well, I mean, last year, you know, as a team, we felt, you know, we were a lot better than being 3-9. You know, the talent that we had on our team, you know, we felt that it was unacceptable to be 3-9. And so, you know, after the last game last season, you know, we all came together and said, you know what, we're not going to feel like this again. So it's going to start this off season, and we really hit the off season hard. You know, we came together as a team, came together as a unit, and we bonded together. You know, we did extra stuff day in and day out to get to where we're at today. And, you know, that's what's been the biggest turnaround.
Hey, Mark, I'm curious, of all the game film you've watched of Texas, who do they remind you the most of? What team did you play this year that is similar to them, does similar stuff?
Well, on the lighter side, to answer that, I don't know if it's a team we played last year, but remind me of the U.S. Olympic track team in some cases. They have a lot of speed at their running back position, wide receiver position. But this year, I don't know, probably a combination of maybe UCLA and Arizona in some respect, just from a standpoint of how they play the game and how they use their athletes. Not necessarily per se the particular plays, but there's a lot of similarity there.
Mark, do you expect anything different from the Texas offense now they have a new play caller? Or what's your approach to that?
Yeah, I don't know. We just go with what you know, we know of a team. Texas has a system in place, utilizing you know, their athletes that they have on the team. You know, the plays that they have. We go down in all the games that we've broken down on them, and sometimes you want to be able to make sure these guys keep their open and eyes open in film study and show the explosive plays on the film. And it's real easy to find the plays that they had a lot of success at. And I don't anticipate per se the plays. Maybe the platform in which they're delivered in, they might change some things up. I think maybe in those special situations when it comes down to a third and medium, maybe a fourth down, maybe how they start a series, there may be a preference. We just go with what we know, and I'm sure there'll be some in-flight adjustments that we'll have to make. It's tough to answer that question until the game gets started.
Yeah, Michael, Texas doesn't have a whole lot of momentum coming to this game, having lost two in a row and disappointed in their expectations. You guys hadn't been to a bowl game as lately. Do you feel like y'all's team will be more jacked up than maybe Texas because of that, and maybe have more to prove?
We always want to be the underdog. I'm pretty sure Texas, they're amped up to get back to their winning ways, and we just got to take it like any other game and come out and just play Beaver football.
And Mike, I'd like to ask, you're from Oklahoma, right?
Right.
You're familiar with the Texas-Oklahoma rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
How would you compare the Oregon-Oregon State rivalry to that one?
I think it's pretty much the same. All interstate rivalries, you hate the other team. The state teams hate the home team. And, you just want to go out and get the win. And have the bragging rights for the rest of the year.
And, Jordan, if you could talk about the rivalry between Oregon State and Oregon, does Texas kind of seem like an Oregon-type a program to you? Obviously nationally prominent where Oregon's been the last 10 years and obviously a whole lot of money.
Texas, you know, when you think of Texas, you think of, you know, football, you know, historic program. Me growing up in Oregon, you know, I grew up watching the Civil War. So, you know, I can kind of relate to, you know, the hatred between the teams, you know, the fans outside the program. But as far as, you know, seeing Texas as a rivalry game, you know, I don't know. Texas, you see Texas, you think football. And, we know that they're a really good football team, and we're going to see, they're probably going to be the best team that we've played all season. So we're definitely going to have to be on our top game.
Why do you think they'll be the best team? You played some good teams in Stanford and Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, as far as, you know, every team's going to be, you know, at their best at the end of the season. And so, you know, Texas, they want to be back on track. You know, like you said, they lost the last two games, and you know, they're hungry for a win. And so, you know, just like us, you know, we're hungry for a win too. And so we're going to give them our best, and they're going to give us their best. And, you know, it's going to be two good football teams playing on Saturday.
Scott, I guess I'll ask you, the story of the offseason of the Pac-12 was kind of all the overturns, several new programs getting coaches, and most of those programs were predicted to finish higher than you guys, but you guys ended up outperforming them. Can you talk about what your consistency and the coaching staff and your players has done to make you as successful as you were this year?
I think it was just like the intensity in our players that we had that mindset that we just wanted to win. You know, obviously last season we didn't do so good, and we all knew we were better than that. So we just decided to work even harder to get where we're at right now.
Jordan, the other big story in the offseason for you guys was the death of your teammate, Fred Thompson. At the Alamo Dome, they made a locker for him, the equipment staff did. What was your reaction when you saw that?
You know, we bring Fred everywhere we go. You know, he's in our hearts, he's in our prayers, you know, all the time. You know, I'm sure Murph can speak a lot more about him. You know, that's his best friend, his homie growing up. And, you know, we bring him everywhere we go. He's always in our hearts every game that we play. And we play for him and we play through him.
Ryan, if he were here, what would his advice be to you guys? He would be loving this, right? All the off-field stuff you guys are getting to do.
I think his advice will be just like, let's compete. Let's let the best man win. Let's go. I mean, you know, he'll be amped up for us and for himself as well. So, I mean, as Jordan said, we play with him, we play through him, and we're ready to go.